Today, my guest will be Al Shaack, an ex-Major League pitcher and coach who, after his playing days were over, returned to the diamond in a comedy act that became a classic. I'll return with my well-known guest, Al Shaack, right after this important message.
Al Shaack, you started out in baseball, I don't know how many years ago, not many, as a pitcher, is that correct?
Not many, well, 50 years is quite a while, don't you think? I started in 1910 for $4 a week and board, and they said they overpaid me at the time.
Are the ballplayers today as much, enjoyed as much as the ballplayers of the past? Do they clown and play and kid like they used to?
Well, they always worked hard years ago, but we had more characters, Jackie. Even in your time, when you were starring with the Dodgers, were you there when Dean was still there?
No. That was well before me.
Well, Dean was one of the great characters, you know, and there was Babe Herman and Rabbit Moranville. Now, in every ball club, they had a character. He was good copy, and they were good copy for the newspaper men, and we used to have a lot of fun out of the game. Besides working hard, we'd kid each other, and there was always funny remarks passed, and there was a lot of humorous ball players. They were able to bring out their humor, see? They didn't hide it. And it was a little different than it is today. It's a little more I don't think they're as hungry today as they were years ago.
All right, tell me this. Ball players are not as hungry as they were years ago. Do ball players today have the same kinds of thrills that the ball players in the past? Take your career, for instance. What was the thrill that you remember most of all?
Well, there's a lot of thrills in baseball. Jackie, my biggest thrill in baseball, see, I never was considered much of a pitcher. See, I didn't have very tall outfielders.
I see, yeah.
And I'll tell you, I worked for a fellow once, Clark Griffith. This was a great man in baseball. He was a great pitcher in his day. He owned the Washington Club. But I worked for him when he was a manager club. I pitched for him in 1920. But he was a very stubborn manager. I'll tell you how stubborn he was. I was pitching for Washington against Detroit, in Detroit, and they got 20 hits in a row off me. And Griff, of course, was figuring this is one of my better days. He wouldn't take me out, see? He wouldn't take me out. That's how stubborn he was. And he finally stopped the ball game, and the fans couldn't take this any longer. My outfielders were getting tired. The batters were tired running around the bases. I was getting tired. It was only a question of the time if Griff was going to get tired. So finally he stopped the ball game, and he walked up to my catcher, Garrity. He says, "Garrity, what's the matter with Shaack? Hasn't he got anything out there?" And Gary says, "I wouldn't know, Mr. Griffith. I haven't received the ball yet."
All right, Al, that's a pretty good story about you and baseball. I just want to say that I've enjoyed this tremendously. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for calling on me.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.